Jim Packard in for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Glad to have you along with us as we talk about Wisconsin's state park system. And it's a pleasure to welcome Dan Schuler, who is the Director of State Parks and Recreation for the Wisconsin DNR. Dan, pleasure to have you with us today.
Good morning, and thanks for inviting us.
And Luthien Nyland is the Executive Director of Friends of Wisconsin State Parks. And Luthien, thank you for coming in today.
Yes, thanks for having us.
With more people preparing to explore and enjoy Wisconsin this year, the state park system is really going to be busy. It's estimated that the 104 state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas will receive more than 14 million visits. That's a lot of people out in the parks. And so we're going to talk about some volunteer work days and talk about your favorite parks and trails. And we invite you to join us at 1-800-642-1234. Dan, we've talked with the Director of State Parks, going back to Sue Black and maybe even before that. It's a pleasure to have you. How long have you been in your position?
Well, I started this position actually last May, but I've been associated with the state park program since the beginning of my career, which was actually in the 1970s. Kind of worked around the state at variety of parks like Devil's Lake and Buckhorn, Blue Mound, High Cliff, a variety of state parks.
Mm-hmm.
Also spent some time in northern Wisconsin working with the land program, and it's great to kind of come full circle back to the park program as a director.
If I said you can take the day off and go to your favorite state park, are you able to pick one out immediately?
No. I love all the parks.
All your little children.
I love all the parks. Every one of them really presents a kind of a different array of both wildlife, natural features, and outdoor recreation. It's really a tremendous asset for the state of Wisconsin and really features Wisconsin's kind of best of the outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Luthien Nyland is Executive Director of the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks. And what exactly is the Friends organization?
The Friends are a series of local groups that we have about 80 local groups around the state, each one centered around a state park, trail, or forest. And it's pretty much volunteers who are just really committed to their nearest state park, trail, or forest, and who really want to work to preserve and improve it. And so each one has a board of directors and does a variety of fundraising and applying for grants and a variety of other things for the parks, along with a lot of work mm-hmm. actually in the parks and trails.
Dan, I know that over the last few years, there's always the question, is there going to be enough money to sustain the parks and acquire more land where necessary or where possible? How do you feel about the support that you have for keeping the 104 parks and other state facilities looking good and ready for people to visit?
Well, the parks program has really grown over the last number of years. We do depend on park revenues and to help support the state park program. Camping seems to be increasing somewhat. We have strong day use in our state parks, and those revenues help continue that long-term maintenance and operation in our parks. As for land acquisition, the governor and legislature recently approved a reauthorization of the state stewardship program, which is a tremendous asset for Wisconsin for conservation and outdoor recreation, and the state park program is part of that. So we've been making some land acquisitions for the Ice Age Trail and additions to some of our state parks as part of that stewardship program for the last number of years, and I'm very excited to see that we're expanding, particularly the Ice Age Trail and some of our parks like Devil's Lake with recent purchases in the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
So from an operational standpoint, like most of state government, we're dealing with making some adjustments, but I think we're going to do fine.
Last year, 2008, a lot of flooding, a lot of damaged property. Were you able to get everything back in shape, or are there some properties that still are closed?
We have all of our properties open at this time that were closed for a week or two or three last summer. We're still doing some adjustments and some renovations of some of our trails. Parfrees Glen, which is a state natural area next to Devil's Lake, is one where we're continuing to work on the public use trail there up into the canyon at Parfrees. But Devil's Lake, Wildcat, some of those state parks, and all of our trails that were closed for time being are all open and basically online.
If you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to know what your favorite state park is and how often you use them, and whether or not you might be willing to get your hands dirty and help with the cleanup. Luthien Nyland is Executive Director of the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks, and you're organizing a series of volunteer work days at 10 of the state parks later this month and early in May. What's going on?
Well, we're really trying to promote getting people out into the parks more and more, especially right at the beginning of the summer season. And so we're organizing, like you said, 10 work days around the state, including 4 in the Madison area. And they start the Saturday after Earth Day, so April 25th, and then follow on the following Saturday, May 2nd, and also May 9th. And each of these work days will run from about 9:30 to 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be doing a variety of work at each park, pretty much whatever they need to get ready for the summer season. So the work may not be glamorous, but it's definitely going to help the parks a lot. And we're going to have lunch donated by area businesses. And we're hoping that people will just bring sturdy shoes and work gloves and come ready to get dirty.
They'll be pruning, they'll be digging, whatever it takes.
Exactly, right.
And how do they get involved? What do they have to do in order to register for something like this?
Well, they need to contact me, and the easiest way to find my contact information is at the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks website, which is just www.fwsp.org. All my information is there, and we're just hoping people register in advance so we can get them some lunch.
Okay. And for someone that doesn't have FWSP.org, FWSP.org, they're going to have to call you.
Yep.
And they can call you where?
My number is area code 608-264-8994.
All right. As we talk today about Wisconsin State Park System with Dan Schuller, who is the Director of State Parks and Recreation for the Wisconsin DNR, and Luthien Nyland is the Executive Director of the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks. I see that you're starting off, as you mentioned, in the Madison area at Mirror Lake State Park at Baraboo, Governor Dodge State Park at Dodgeville, Lake Kegonsa State Park in Madison, and at Wyalusing State Park, Prairie du Chien, one of the state's maybe two or three prettiest parks with that kind of view that you have of the various rivers right there. Let's talk about Wyalusing for a second. That's got to be one of the most popular parks in the state, I would think.
It is. It's one of the most popular. It's also one of the first four state parks that were established in Wisconsin. It's one of the oldest. And, you know, it's had a traditional long-term high use because of the spectacular scenic features there, the variety of trails, and the wonderful camping there. Particularly the camping on the top of the ridge is a spectacular view in the morning when you wake up and you see the dawn kind of coming over the Mississippi and the Wisconsin rivers. It's a fabulous sight.
Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, May 2nd, you go to Hartman Creek State Park at Wapaka, Lake Wasota State Park at Chippewa Falls, and the Kettle Moraine State Forest Northern Unit at Campbellsport. Which of those parks do you like the most, Luthien?
Well, I'm originally from Stevens Point, and so Wapaka is sort of in my backyard along with Hartman Creek State Park. So I'm going to be volunteering at Hartman Creek with both of my parents are going to come out too. So I've had a lot of good memories there.
And then on Saturday, May 9th, you'll be at, it's Perot State Park, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Perot State Park at Trempealeau, Buckhorn State Park at Nisida, and another one of our great parks, Copper mm-hmm. Falls State Park at Mellon. Is that also one of the four original parks?
It's not, but it kind of followed very closely after that. It has has won many awards, actually, for its high-class hiking trails. Buckhorn has got a little special bit of a place in my heart because I was the manager there back in the 1980s. And Perot is a really wonderful park along the Mississippi River.
We have over 3,000 miles of recreational trails in the state with our parks, forests, trails, wildlife areas, and other DNR lands. Everything from ATVs to wheelchair use. And we often get questions about wheelchair use on state property. And Where would be some good places for someone to go who is in this kind of situation where they might need a firm trail for a wheelchair use?
Well, we've been working to create more accessible facilities in the state parks and Southern Forest program for the last number of decades. We do have, if you went on our website, www.wiparks.wisconsinparks.net, you'll get information about each individual park or Southern Forest, and you can see what kinds of facilities are there. We have a variety of parks, as well as in the state Southern State Forest, where we have accessible cabins for camping. Some of those have associated accessible trails. We have a brand new cabin at Kohler Andre that has an accessible hiking trail attached to that cabin area and goes out from the campground out along the wetlands area there. It's kind of a nature trail.
Mm-hmm.
We have a variety of other accessible facilities, and each one of the park and Southern Forest properties has some of those, and if you look for that information on our webpage, you'll find out kind of what might be a flavor of choice for you for a trail or a picnic area or a camping situation. Either in the campgrounds, we have accessible campsites as well as those disabled cabins that we have.
Is the easiest way to find out what the total inventory of properties are and sort of the use of them at dnr.wi.gov or at wiparks?
You can go either way, but I'd go right to the parks, wiparks.net,
mm-hmm.
and that'll get you right into our webpage, and you can look up the variety of different parks and forests and state trails that we have listed there.
All right. We're talking with Dan Schuller, who's the Director of State Parks and Recreation for the Wisconsin DNR. Luthea Nyland is the Executive Director of the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks. They have a number of volunteer days coming up in the next month, and you can get information there at going to fwsp.org, and that would be the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks.org. We'll have more information from Luthien and from Dan in just a moment after we pause to check up on the latest news here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And I'm Jim Packard, sitting in for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. He's out trying to get a turkey on opening day, and we'll find out tomorrow or the day after whether or not he's successful. But right now we're talking about Wisconsin State Park System with Dan Schuller, who's the Director of State Parks and Recreation for the Wisconsin DNR. Dan, again, a pleasure to have you here and a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
And Luthien Nyland is Executive Director of the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks. Luthien, thank you for coming in. Pleasure to meet you as well.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We talked a bit in the last quarter hour about the 104 state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas. We've mentioned the series of volunteer work days coming up at 10 of the state parks later this month and early in May, and told you how you can get involved in that because Luthien would like to have some idea of how many people are coming for lunch and and how many people that might be working on an individual park. And that starts on Saturday, the 25th of April, doesn't it?
Right,
the first of those work days.
Right after Earth Day.
Is this something new or something you've tried before?
This is the first year we've done it. And so it's sort of a pilot program. We're going to see how it works. And perhaps next year we'll expand it to more than 10 parks.
Mm-hmm. So on Saturday, April 25th at Mirror Lake State Park, at Governor Dodge, at Lake Kagansa State Park outside of Madison, and at Wyalusing State Park at Prairie du Chien, that will be the first of these volunteer days. And again, how long a work day do you expect?
We're asking volunteers to show up about 9:30 a.m., and we're going to have just a little introduction, a little bit of a safety talk, and then we'll divide up into work crews and spread out around the park, break for some lunch around lunchtime, and then work again until about 3:30.
Mm-hmm. So good shoes and work gloves, I would imagine.
Right, exactly. Come dressed to get dirty and wear good shoes.
All right. And again, if someone is interested in registering or getting more information, they would go to your website?
Right. The Friends of Wisconsin State Parks website is fwsp.org.
And if they don't happen to have internet access, then they can call you and do it that way?
Right. They can call me anytime during business hours at area code 608 264 8994.
Tim in Luck had a question, which is kind of interesting. He wants to know why state parks are required to be handicap accessible. What's the answer to that, Dan?
Well, state and federal law requires that we try to make as many facilities as we can accessible for all folks. Kind of a little adage for us in the park program is to think that we'll all be mobility impaired at some point in our life. So when we create accessible facilities for at a property, we're creating it for all, and it could be for any of us at any time. So it provides an opportunity for outdoor recreation for all ages and all physical abilities.
Let's go to the phones, and we'll take some calls. And again, that number is 1-800-642-1234. Bill in Janesville is next. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind?
Hi, Jim. Thanks. To the disabled question, due to a medical problem with my legs, I use a Segway when I'm going to be doing a great deal of walking. I don't know if you know what a Segway is. It's a two-wheel device that you stand on. It's battery-operated. It transports you.
Yeah, now they're going to make the four-wheeled, aren't they?
Yeah, they have a three-wheel for the police.
So are Segways allowed in state parks?
Right. Is it going to be able to be used on the trails, walking trails, that kind of thing?
You know, this is a brand-new issue for us, and so we're just talking about it. We do allow electric mobility assist-type vehicles for mobility-impaired folks. So I believe that they will be. If you want to call us, you know, we'll kind of look into this at which property you're interested in and what might be available there. Our Parks Bureau number is 608-266-2181.
2181, and he'll be able to get an answer on that question.
All okay, right. Thank you.
You bet, Bill. Thank you very much for the call. And I'd wait till after dinner because it may take just a short meeting to put this together. Doug and Bloomer wanted to know if there are discounted passes and or programs for disabled people to use state parks. I'm guessing the answer is yes.
Yes, that is correct. Working with Veterans Affairs Administration here at the state level, we have free passes for those folks. There is a registration required through Veterans. But if you want information about that, it's a relatively new program. Again, call us at the Parks Bureau, and we can kind of give you the background information for you to submit that application and then get that pass.
Our telephone number is 1-800-642-1234. We've got some lines open in case you have a question that you would like answered. Molly in Appleton has a question. Molly, hi.
Well, actually, it's not a question,
all
but
right.
I'm a member of the board of the Friends of High Cliff at High Cliff State Park in Sherwood, and we are having our annual fundraising banquet this Friday to raise funds for High Cliff State Park. And it's at the High Cliff Supper Club at 6 o'clock on Friday evening, and this year, we're using our proceeds to help fund our naturalist position and to rehabilitate the general store that's on the park property, and then also to finish paying off some additional land that we had purchased.
Molly, it sounds interesting, and it sounds like the kind of thing that that the Friends organizations do all over the state, Luthien.
Right, exactly. These are exactly the kind of programs that funding naturalists and improving the parks in any way they can. Especially this general store that she's talking about is Molly, are you still on the line?
I am.
Okay. Do you know, how old is that general store?
I do not have that information.
Because I was visiting it. I visited a couple of months ago, and it is a really, really neat aspect of the park that's really unique to High Cliff. But it definitely certainly needs some improvements in order to stay safe for the visitors. So it's a great thing that the Friends are doing.
And so that's Friday night at 6 o'clock at the High Cliff Supper Club.
Correct.
All right, Molly, thank you very much. Let me ask you, Dan, what's new? What are some of the new things in the state park system that you'd like to mention?
Well, I appreciate the question because I'll tell you, right now we're have a variety of new things that I'm really excited about. One of them that we're working on is to initiate our new our newest state park, which is Straight Lake State Park in Polk County near Luck. That property is going to be a little bit different than many of our traditional type outdoor recreation activities in state parks, where we have a family campground and a variety of picnic areas, those kinds of things. This property is a little bit more on the natural or wild side. So it has a wild lake in it, has a variety of other water resources, including the Straight River. It's going to be a silent sports paddling site. The Ice Age Trail has a big section of trail that will be developed through the middle of the park.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have hike-in camping. There's a variety of wildlife that live on the property, like trumpeter swans and eagles. And again, that wild lake aspect of Straight Lake is the real feature of the park. That's completely undeveloped. There's no structures. It's as a kind of a natural experiences you're going to get probably in northwest Wisconsin. So we're really looking about putting that park online. We're going to be completing the master plan for that yet this summer. A public meeting that we were going to be having in Luck is happening at the end of this month on the 23rd of April. Kind of moving on real quickly, we have some new campgrounds coming online this year.
Okay.
Harrington Beach, which is has long time been a day use property. It's north of Milwaukee. That park's going to get a new family campground. We're going to open that sometime within the next year. We have new sites available at Kohler Andre State Park and Willow River State Park is coming online, as well as Lake Kiganza. And in the next year or so, you're going to see the full development of Tommy Thompson State Park, which was one of those centennial parks that was put in place a number of years ago. The park is open for use right now, but it doesn't have a lot of development. So we're going to put in day use areas and a family campground and do some work on the boat landing and trails. It's going to be kind of full featured once that development is done. So we're really excited about getting those new parks online.
Dan Schuler, Director of State Parks and Recreation, and Luthia Nyland of the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks, our guests. And if you have a question or a comment about state parks, your favorite, how you use them, questions you have about use, then give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. I know that National Trails Day is coming up in June. When is the Wisconsin State Parks Day?
We celebrate at the same time as National Trails Day, which is Saturday. It'll be Saturday, June 6th. Folks want to come out on the state trails, they'll be able to do so. It will be free. The next day, that immediate Sunday on the 7th, is the State Parks Open House Day. So that whole weekend is kind of featured around the state park program, either trails or parks. Whatever you'd like to do. And we waive the fees on that Sunday for folks to kind of get an introductory look if they haven't been to a state park recently or if they want to visit a new state park. Kind of see what you're going to get before you might want to buy an admission sticker and visit the parks more often. Kind of another thing that's going on this year is we've seen a real trend in folks looking to make advanced reservations a little bit earlier. And we're significantly up in reservation, particularly camper nights this year. We're up over 20,000 camper nights from this time last year. So what we think is happening is that folks are making maybe their plans a little bit earlier in the year, and they're maybe looking to stay a little bit closer to home. We're really excited to be the host for those folks, and we certainly invite everybody else that might want to come and find out about the new campgrounds or maybe a traditional favorite that you have, make your plans now.
It wasn't that long ago that there were stories about difficulties in making reservations at parks. You obviously have been here for a long time. Has all of that been resolved?
It's basically resolved. I think that the online reservation program is working very, very well. Again, we've seen a trend towards online reservations. We also do have a call-in with our camping reservations, but a lot of people are opting to do the online, and it's good information. You'll get to see what sites are available. You get a description of the sites that you're interested in, so you can see if your unit, whether that's a tent or a pop-up camper or whatever it might be, is going to fit on that site, and how close is it to other facilities, trails, those kinds of things. So it seems to be working well, and those bugs are kind of hopefully in the past.
Let's go to Harry in Wausau next. Harry, what's on your mind here?
Yes, we camp a lot in the state park system and enjoy it a lot. Normally what we do is, if we can, we'd like to stop by the park before we go. We've got a 28-foot travel trailer, and we'd like to find the sites that are going to be easiest to get in and out of without causing a lot of trouble. And we stopped by the Willow River State Park, first time we'd ever been there, just a couple weeks ago. And we had our car. We didn't have our truck with the state park sticker on it. And normally we just ask, and they say, yeah, drive through, but don't get out of the car. And they wouldn't let us even drive through the park. And I was just wondering, is that a new policy now that you can't even drive through the park without a state park sticker?
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, because the policy has never changed. Those are public roads in Wisconsin state parks, and you can drive through them. If you want to stop and use the park, that's when we charge an admission fee.
That's what I told the young man there, that we, you know, we've been in almost every state park in the state, and we've never had a problem with that before. And he said, no, you can't go through unless you have a state park sticker or you pay a fee. And I just thought that was, you know, I said, is this something that's coming down on, or what's going? But I'm glad to hear that's not going to be the policy.
No, you are correct, and we'll check in with Willow about that one.
All right, thanks very much for the call, and good luck to you. Let's go to Jerry in Burlington next. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. I was calling in to inquire about the legality of delivering campfire wood to individual campsites. I live outside State Park, Bong Recreational Area. And I know that there's some concerns about emerald ash borer and moving firewood. Mm-hmm. And I also happen to know that a lot of people don't want to pile firewood into their 2009 Nissan or whatever. So my son actually hit on the idea of maybe putting together a packet of wood and delivering it on a emergency campfire wood basis with a telephone number. Is that allowed, or... who would I need to find out about the rules and regulations of doing something like that?
Again, you could call us at the Parks Bureau. Vendors inside parks do need to get a permit from us. Lots of our properties have firewood contracts, and they go out on bids, those kinds of things. But if you'd like more information about that, we certainly can talk to you. Just call us at 608-266-2181.
608-266-2181. Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck to you, Jerry. Thanks very much for the call. Talking today with Dan Schuler, Director of State Parks and Recreation, and Luthia Nyland, Executive Director of the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks. And you indicated, Dan, that there is a trend toward advanced registration. You expect that to continue through the next few weeks?
We do. And, you know, I was kind of looking at some information from our National Association of State Park Directors, and this trend seems to be nationwide, that folks are going online and they're making their plans and they're staying home a little bit closer to home. Another interesting trend that we've seen in our advanced reservations for camping this year is that people seem to be staying maybe a night or two longer. So we're really encouraged by that.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to John in Appleton next. Hi, John.
Hi, this follows up right on the reservations conversation you were having. I know in the past there was no charge for advanced reservations, and I think I didn't ever see any statistics, but when we would walk through parks that we had tried to make reservations at and been told that there were no spots left, we would walk through and there would be a lot of sites empty, and I wondered if people were maybe casually making advanced reservations that they then didn't use. I wonder if there's any proposal to have a fee, or maybe there is one now associated with advanced reservations, or something that would give people a little commitment so that they weren't just taking up a bunch of reserved nights that they didn't end up using or that didn't get freed up then.
Well, there is a fee for making an advanced reservation, and you have to occupy the site within that first day. So hopefully some of those issues have gone away over time.
Let's talk about fees. What is the camping fee in the southern half of the state? I think it's a little different maybe in the northern half.
Jim, you're right on. We do have several different fee structures. In the state park program in particular, a Wisconsin resident camping fee is about $12, non-resident is $14. We charge additional for water view sites, and if a person wants to make a registration on a site that provides electricity, that's an additional fee as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a number of state parks that are very high demand campgrounds, and for those we charge a little bit additional because they are such high demand. A Wisconsin resident camping fee is $15.
Okay. Let's go to Don in Eagle next. Hi, Don.
Yeah, I've got a question. The campgrounds and parks have a policy of carrying the garbage out. And the big problem is the people don't find a dumpster, so they put it in a garbage bag and they throw it in the pit toilets. Now, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, we're trying as best we can to discourage those kinds of things, but we have found really over the course of the number of years that we've had this in place with the system that most people are pretty compliant with that rule of carry in, carry out. It has definitely helped clean up a lot of our picnic areas, and it has reduced cost tremendously. In these kinds of tight budget times, you know, we are trying to maintain a high standard of quality in our picnic areas and in our campgrounds, and if we can get folks to take care of themselves after picnicking, we're hoping that will continue. I understand the problem that you identified. We do notice it does happen sometimes, but hopefully by signage and good public education about the effects of that and the additional costs, of course, we can limit that.
You are paying extra costs because I'm involved in cleaning the pits, and I drag that garbage out of those pits.
Yeah, I hear you.
Don, thanks very much. We hear you loudly, as former president once said. Gene in Green Bay, let's go to you next. Hi.
Hi, I just am calling to say that I love the Governor Thompson State Park, and I spend every day there. The trails are really nice. I'm hoping that when the boat launch is done, that there'll be room to launch canoes and kayaks. I don't see that in place yet, kind of a sandy area where we can pull up, and I just wonder what the plan is there.
I guess I don't have an answer for you directly, but I'll certainly take that. I'm making a note right now about that, and we'll look into that. If you'd like to call the park manager and discuss that, I think she'd be very appreciative. We are taking kind of comments about some of our developments right now over the course of the system. So we'll kind of keep that one in mind, and maybe if you would advise the park manager there about what kind of use you see there, is if there's a great amount of canoe use, we'd probably want to try to make accommodations for that kind of launching.
Thank you.
All right, Gene, thank you very much. And Ken wanted to know why online campground registrations are for multiple nights only, not for single nights.
I think that the main reason is that it spreads the reservation fee out because there is a fee for doing that online. You can make one-night reservations at the parks. If you contact the parks, that we do have some of those in the summertime. But over the course of kind of that, we have a rolling 11-month window for reservations. It's multiple days, and most people do want to camp over the course of at least two nights on a weekend in particular.
Okay. Ken, thank you very much for that call. And Gene, thank you very much for your call. Again, we've got these work days coming up starting Saturday, April 25th at Mirror Lake State Park, Governor Dodge State Park, Lake Agonsa State Park, and Wyalusing State Park. And Luthien is in charge of that, and she'd like to know who's coming and who's working. And you can go to their website, the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks, fwsp.org. Luthien, thank you very much for being with us today.
Yes, thanks for helping us advertise
these. Real pleasure. And again, if you don't have access to the internet and you'd like to register, you can call 608-264-8994 and register with Luthien that day. And also thanks to Dan Schuler, Director of State Parks and Recreation for the Wisconsin DNR. It's been a pleasure to learn more about the more than 100 facilities of the state park system.
Well, thanks for inviting me. And I also have to chime in with my thanks to the Wisconsin Friends of Wisconsin State Parks and all of the local friends groups that are helping us put on both these volunteers days this year and also the volunteering that they've done over the course of the last number of years. Last year, we had over 100,000 volunteer hours put in by both the friends groups and others that came to the parks, and we really appreciate folks coming out and helping us get these parks ready for the summer.
All right. Thanks a lot. Dan Schuler and Luthien Nyland. And if you'd like a CD of the program, it's available through the radio store at 1-800-747-7444. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking with Jeff Burkhart, Executive Director of Wisconsin Literacy, and Michelle Erickson of Wisconsin Literacy about literacy services in Wisconsin. And then Connie Kilmark, a financial counselor, will talk about some new credit card regulations. Our thanks to Brittany DeAnda for on-air phone production. I'm Jim Packard.